Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, mamas, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Dre Williams, and today I want to talk about something I've been seeing more and more of in this online world we live in, how people are making quick money versus actually building a brand that lasts. We are in an age where you can literally make money from just about anything. You scroll through social media, you'll see people bragging about how they made thousands by simply reposting other people's content. To me, that's like video plagiarism. I'm not sure what the official term for that is. Maybe it's content plagiarism. Either way, it's taking someone else's work and passing it off as your own. And that's a trend I see more and more often. But here's what I want to dive in today. There's a huge difference between just making money and actually building a brand. You can make money doing almost anything these days. Go on YouTube. You'll find people making an income from the most unexpected things. Like, my son likes to watch marble racing videos or toys unboxing or even reacting to other people's content. Those are videos that you'll all see online. Marbles was just one I thought about because randomly one day my son... My husband's like, I wanted to show him the marbles. And so now we bought him marbles. But yeah. Anyways, let's be real though. Making a quick buck and building a lasting brand are two very different things. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because mom and postpartum, you realize that it's just like a new look on life. You realize like, hey, I want to be more present with my kids. I want to be able to be at home if that's what you desire to do. Or I want to be able to have a career that I enjoy and I can show up as, but if I, you know, have to leave work unexpectedly to go make sure my kids are good, I want to be able to have that extra stream of income or just the different things to be able to live the life you desire. And that is why I decided to make this episode, because building a brand is so important. Even if you say, I love my job, you know, but think about having other streams of income. That's good, you know? You never can have too much money, right? Unless, you know what? I'm not going to get started on. But let's talk about it. Let's break it down. Making money is something you could do in the short term. It can happen fast, and there are so many ways to do it. But when you want to build something that will last, something that will live on long after you're gone, that takes time. That's what building a brand is all about. Think of it like this. Imagine you're cooking in a crock pot. You throw all your ingredients in, then you wait 4 hours. It takes time for the flavors to come together, for everything to cook just right. But when it's done, oh, it's delicious. Like this chicken I make in a crock pot for my husband. Oh, he loves it because he's like, I could just tell that it just took time to make it versus me trying to cook it on the stove. It just don't taste the same, right? But that's what building a brand is like. It takes time, patience, and a lot of behind the scenes work. You might not see the fruits of your labor right away, but when they come, it's worth it. And that's the key difference. When you're building a brand, you're not just focused on making a quick sale or hitting a certain income goal. You're focused on creating something sustainable, something that reflects who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to leave behind. Whether that's a legacy for your kids, the ability to spend more time at home, or saving for your future, building a brand is about long-term impact. Like I mentioned, now you might be wondering, I'm going to tell you again, Dre, what are you talking about? Like, why are you talking about this? It's because a mom, especially a new mom, you want to spend more time at home. With that little one you carry for 9 months, I get it. I've also been there. It's never too late to start building something that will allow you to do just that. When you take that time to build a brand, you're creating something that gives you the freedom to be present with your family. You're not tied to the hustle or chasing the next quick win. You're creating something meaningful that aligns with your goals and your values. So if you ever thought about starting something, whether it's a business, a side hustle, or simply growing your presence online, Know that you've got this. There's something inside of you that's special, and it's time to let that shine. You have the ability to build something lasting, something that's yours. Yes, you may be like, oh, I already see so much content that's similar to what I want to do. You are special. You are unique. You have the ability to build something lasting. If you're feeling inspired but unsure where to start, I want to encourage you to check out one of the amazing mamas who's doing this phenomenally. I'm going to tag her in the show notes so you can go follow her and learn more about growing your brand from the ground up. But if you're listening to this and thinking, well, I just had a baby, or I'm in the middle of postpartum journey, I'm not sure if I can even think about this right now. Let me tell you, it's okay. You don't have to have all the answers right away. This is a journey, and it's about taking one step at a time. That's why I'm here to help you. If you're navigating postpartum and you're looking for support, whether it's physical, emotional, or even figuring out how to balance your dreams with motherhood, head over to navigatingpostpartumwellness.com and book a consult with me. Let's see how I can support you and help you start taking those steps towards the life you want to build. Remember, mama, building a brand takes time, but it's worth it. You have something special inside of you that can leave a lasting impact, and it's never too late to start. So go after it. Take that first step and know that you've got this. And if you want more personalized support in your postpartum wellness journey, know where to find me. Let's walk this path together. Thanks so much for tuning in today, but be sure to check out the show notes for all the details and resources I mentioned. Until next time, keep nurturing yourself, your dreams, and your little ones. You got this. Take care, mamas, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.